It was sad, but you know, it's all part of the evolution. The circle of life, my friend. Circle of motherfucking life.
Monkey dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
I'm all right. How's things down in Florida?
Not too bad. It's kind of nice out today. It's in the 70s, sunny.
I saw that when I'm down there, it's going to be in like the upper 80s, so.
Welcome to Florida.
I'm going to have to pack shorts or something because.
Yes.
Yeah. But we're doing this on Saturday because I'm leaving tomorrow to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a week at work down in Central Florida, and then I get to hang out with you.
That's right. It's going to be fun.
So next week will be a in-the-room Dance Monkey Dance.
That's right. And then after that, there's going to be a video Dance Monkey Dance.
Yes, there is. There is. We have a new toy this year.
We do?
Yes, we do. I have it's not a GoPro, but it's a GoPro style camera.
Ooh.
So we can have like more shots and stuff.
And you can speed it up and slow it down and
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Awesome. Yeah.
So speaking of videos, the last Starfighter video is just trucking along.
Good.
We had some interesting retweets this week.
Oh.
I guess I put a link to it on the official Last Starfighter Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Didn't think much of it. There's only a couple hundred quote-unquote fans of the page. So I was like,
right.
Well, you know, if we get a couple to watch, that's fine. And apparently, Catherine Mary Stewart, who was Maggie in the original film, is a member of the official Last Starfighter homepage.
Right.
And tweeted out our link. And it must have done something because we jumped a couple of hundred views within like 6 hours.
Nice.
So we're teetering at the edge of 1,000, which, again, for not having any real fan base, having any like real access to people who really like The Last Starfighter, I think that's pretty good.
It's amazing.
Because I know that there's all those like weird algorithms that YouTube uses with keywords and other shit that like you can get pushed way down in results if you don't put the right things in. So I don't know if that's the thing. I don't know what, but I mean, I'm going to be happy with 1,000, I think. You never know.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. We've only had one real negative review.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you this. In your opinion, do you think it's worth getting into an argument online with a troll to prove a point? Or do you think it's just best to leave it alone?
Well, it can be fun, but some of these trolls are psycho. And you don't want to piss off the wrong psychotic one.
So 2 days ago, there was somebody on YouTube called Lonely Wolf. And take that for what it's worth. Put a comment on the page on YouTube, and it says, "How the hell is Matt Taylor... and where is Last Starlight Alex Rogan? Question mark. Also, the best actor in this is the little girl. Period.
Well, that's good.
Cat, use it in the Atmo. Period. Atmo. Really, who the hell is the writer for this garbage?" So, I wrote something down and I didn't post it, but I want to see if you think I should. So this is what I came up with. You tell me if I should post it or not. So I was going to put Lonely Wolf. Thanks for watching. This is just a small section of what would be a bigger story that would include Alex Rogan. This part of the movie would deal with Mark Taylor, not Matt. Thanks for paying attention. It's quite obvious that you're probably not a science fiction fan, as the term Atmo is an obvious homage to Joss Whedon. And since there seems to be nothing online of yours for me to critique, and you obviously don't know spelling, capitalization, or punctuation, I will assume that this video is too difficult for you to comprehend. Again, thanks for watching.
Well, I looking at his playlist.
Yeah.
He has one playlist called Songs for Emma. These are songs that I wanted to share with you. I hope you like it, my Emma girl. This is only for you. And he has a song called The Keeper of the Stars by Tracy Byrd. And his notes said, this song makes me cry whenever I listen to it. It has meaning to me, and I hope it does the same to you. I love you. And then he has Barry Manilow's I Can't Smile Without You. And his note says, this is what I've tried to tell you. And then he has You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins. And his note says, you are the only one I want to be in my heart. And then Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You. And his note says, I do love you. And then A Whole New World from Aladdin. I want to start a whole new world with you, and I'll never want to leave you. He kind of sounds like a psycho stalker, so I'd probably let it go.
Yeah, you think so?
Except the scary part is, so this was last updated in 2012.
Okay.
Maybe he's had some serious head trauma since then, because what's written on his page looks, you know, it's in English. I can understand it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think he's cray cray, and it's probably best to let it go.
Okay. See, that's why I wanted to ask you first, because I wasn't sure whether or not I should push it. I mean, I thought it would be funny just to like zing him and just like let it go, but
yeah, this person has problems. Cat, use it in the Atmo. Atmo, really, who the heel is the writer for this garbage?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I think he's not a real science fiction fan, because Atmo is used a lot in science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay, I won't do it then.
I'd let it go. He's probably drooling in his bed right now while mom's making him hot cocoa. And he's just trolling the internet. I wish it would let you see what other comments he's left elsewhere.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But yeah.
Because that's the thing, like when there were people on Reddit that was like, this is awful, I went and I looked at their comment history.
And all they do.
And most of the time that's all they do. Most of the time it's all negative, and it's all, you know, just spewing negativity. And like, there was one guy on Reddit who said, you know, I don't really dig the acting, but the effects are cool. And since I can't do that, you know,
right,
I appreciate the effort or whatever he said. And it was like, okay, that at least is somewhat constructive.
Yep.
I mean, I know that the acting isn't great. Like, it is what it is. I had people who donated their time. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
But, you know, for everything else, it is what it is. And like, there were other people, there was somebody on the Facebook page who said, well, it said something similar about, well, how do you have a sequel without Alex Rogan in it? And not like meanly, but just kind of saying that.
Right.
So I wrote to him and I said, you know, this is the same kind of thing. Like, this is just a small piece. There's actually, if this was a full script, it would have included Alex Rogan and it would have had him in it. And, you know, I tried to get in touch with Lance Guest.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it.
He's very busy.
I know.
He's so, very busy.
But I wasn't going to be one of those like, okay, I'll just recast it. I'll cast somebody else as Alex Rogan, because then you get the people that are like, well, that's not Alex Rogan. So like, what do? It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
Can't please everybody.
That's right. And Ewok Jedi, go fuck yourself.
Oh, is that on the?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was one of the people who didn't like it. So screw him. We will hunt you down.
I think he was one of the ones that had nothing but like negative shit to say to everybody.
Yeah, probably.
Which is fine. I mean, I know not everybody's going to like this. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but you know, what are you going to do? Like, I'm trying not to take it personally. I mean, there are more positive comments than negative, which is mm-hmm. good.
Of course.
It's not like everybody's going, this is shit. I mean, people are reposting it on Twitter and doing all that shit. So like, I can't really get mad at one or two, although it is funny. Because there was like 10 really good comments in a row, and then Lonely Wolf posted on the YouTube page, and I was like, what the fuck, man?
Right. Bastard.
And I guess that's just human nature. I guess that's just the way it goes, is you can have like really good comments, and then that first negative one, you're just like, it just eats at you. But whatever. I know it's something that, if we can get it in front of the mainstream Last Starfighter audience, because mm-hmm. I'm sure not everybody is looking for Last Starfighter stuff
right
on a daily basis. But, you know, if you could get it in front of the right people, it would be popular. I mean, if I could get one of those like movie blog websites to mm-hmm. post it,
that'd be great. That'd be cool.
But and I've sent it to them. I just haven't heard anything yet.
Yep.
I also sent it. I don't know if I told you this. I sent it to Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith
mm-hmm.
because they do a show called Hollywood Babylon, and they have a geek news section.
Yeah.
And I've seen similar stuff show up on the show. So I was like, well, let's see what happens. And I think that show is tonight. So it would, if it happens, if they put it in the show, we won't see anything until like Monday, but.
Right.
You know, but, you know, we got to try somehow.
Oh, definitely.
I put a nice little note in there of how long I've been listening to them. And, you know, I know you guys have talked about this in the past, and I thought you might appreciate it.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Hey, doesn't hurt to try, does it?
Nope. Not at all. So, we're getting ready to, once I come back from my trip, we're going to film the next one.
Yes.
The next video. And hopefully by mid-April, there'll be another one out.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Do you see that there may be a big break in the O.J. Simpson case after all this time?
That they found a knife in his backyard? Interesting.
So it's a weird fucked up story. So apparently they found this knife in like 1989.
Right.
When they were demolishing the house. I guess you can't sell a house where a possible murderer lived.
Mm-hmm.
So they were demolishing it. Somebody found it in the backyard. One of the construction workers walked out to the street and saw a cop. And the cop was off duty. Like working overtime at a film set.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to the cop. The cop put it in, I guess, his pocket and never turned it in. And then when he retired in January, he decided that he was going to frame it. So he called the LAPD to get the case number because he wanted to put it on the plaque
mm-hmm.
with the knife. And I guess the guy that he talked to turned him in and The LAPD has demanded that he turn it over to the cops, and now they're trying to figure out if they can get like DNA off of it.
Right.
But the LAPD apparently has had this for a little while. And somebody like leaked it to the press that this was going on. There's some secret investigation going on. But I mean, it doesn't matter what they find. They could find O.J. Simpson's blood on it. He was not convicted of it, and he can't be tried again.
Right, because of double jeopardy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it would be an interesting thing, though, if they were like, hey, guess what? Everybody's blood is on it. He did it.
At least you know. At least there's closure.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
That's when one of the family members just kills him. Just tracks down OJ and kills him.
Yeah.
That is pretty fucked up, though. Because I figured, like, when I first read the story, I was like, oh, they just found it. And it was like, no, it was found in, like, 1989.
98.
Or was it 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because 97 is when they found it, when he was found guilty in the civil case, where he had to pay the Goldman family. Yeah, but he's up for parole in next year.
Well, there you go.
So, hey, what do you know? You let him out, you catch him for jaywalking. Bam. Yeah, it's very bizarre. But if...
What?
No. Could DNA last that long on something that was buried?
I think if there's like micro fractures and shit, I think it can get in there.
Hmm.
Because I mean, they pull DNA off of stuff that's been buried for like thousands of years.
Right.
So I would assume that you can pull off something. You can pull DNA off of something that's from the 80s or the 90s.
Hmm. Bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, another crime news. Did you see Jared Fogel has gained a bunch of weight in jail?
Well, you know, he can't get his 6-inch veggie over at in prison.
The story that I read said that he gets berated by the other inmates all the time, and they tell him to leave. And I'm like, where's he gonna go? Like, I'm sure he wants to leave.
Right.
Like, wouldn't you just make his life a living hell? Apparently, he sits in his cell and eats like bear claws or something.
And how do you get those in prison?
There's like a commissary thing that you like, somebody puts money in it and you can buy stuff.
You can buy stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nobody wants to be with the kid fucker.
Well, exactly.
I guess that's a good way of not getting ass raped in prison.
I don't know. I would think that would kind of make him
a target.
I'm more of a target. Like, maybe. Oh, you like to touch little girls? We're going to show you what it's like to be touched. And, you know, I don't know. Poor guy. Funny. Poor guy.
Oh, the pain that he's in.
I know. Poor guy. He'll get through this.
You think so?
No.
No. Think he'll get shivved in jail?
I don't know. How long's he been in jail now? Less than a year?
A couple months.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he kills himself.
Well, I would be surprised if he does his whole sentence. I mean, I would think that it would be one of those things where he only does a partial whatever. Because of like overcrowding the jail and stuff.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know. So, whatever.
Interesting. Are you gearing up for the big, series finale tomorrow night? It's the end of an era.
Series finale.
Yeah, after six seasons, going off the air.
What?
Downton Abbey.
Oh. No, I've never fallen into the Downton Abbey crowd.
It was on a marathon last weekend. And, since
and you just you just did all of it, didn't you?
No, I watched most of this current season. And it's nothing but a soap opera. That's all it is. There's no action. It's all drama around people and things and yeah. But now I have to watch the end to see what happens, even though I really don't care what happens.
So binge watching Downton Abbey is what the last season is what hooked you to this?
I just want to see how it ends. I don't think I will ever go back and watch the rest of it. Okay. But it was like watching Dynasty or Dallas.
Okay.
There are just all these kind of stock characters and stuff happens and then other stuff happens and, you know, it's like the upstairs, downstairs. You've got servants falling in love. You know, one of the servants saves up and opens a bed and breakfast, but there's some kind of sex scandal that happened there. Somebody was cheating on somebody and it got out in the press. And yeah. And then it's all about the end of the aristocracy in Great Britain and how all these great family manors were being like sold off. And
right.
Kind of sad. I want to have a family manor. I want a big house. I want servants.
Well, everybody wants servants.
I want a footman. Come on. Who doesn't want a footman?
What does a footman do?
I don't know, but I need one. There's a butler. There's the lady's maid. There's the cook.
I gotta have a cook.
Gotta have a cook. That's right. And if she's got a British accent, even better. The housekeeper.
So okay. In the hiring hierarchy of servants.
Uh-huh.
Who do you hire first? Because I would think you'd start with the cook.
Actually, you start with the butler. The butler's kind of head of the household staff.
Okay.
And then you've got the housekeeper. And then underneath them, you've got the ladies' maids to, you know, each of the daughters and the wife. You've got the footman who's kind of like the, I don't know, the private piss boy of the lord of the manor. Then there's all the downstairs staff, and that's like the cook, the scullery maid who just cleans up all of her shit, the kitchen maid, you know, all those people.
But if you could only hire one, who would you hire?
If I could only hire one?
Yeah, if you were like, hey, I'm doing pretty well at work, got
a
nice
big
raise.
I would hire a driver. I just want somebody sitting in my driveway, waiting till I say, hey, I want a Big Mac, let's go. That's what I would like. I would enjoy that.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think I would hire a cook.
Would you hire a cook?
I would.
I know how to cook.
I like cooking and I enjoy it, but it would be nice to come home from work and not have to cook too.
Well, that's why they made Burger King and Wendy's.
Well, when you're trying to lose weight and eat healthy.
Who's doing that? You're going to die anyway.
Yeah, but not as soon.
Whatever.
What?
You could get hit by a bust. A bus.
A bust.
You could get hit by a bust. It could be a big one.
He was taken out by some big old titties, man.
What a way to go.
There'd be worse ways.
You could be hit by a bus. And what's all this eating salad and shit doing for you?
But if you don't get hit by a bus, it could potentially extend your life.
And who wants to do that?
Well, some of us do, John.
Why?
Because to some of us, this is all we have.
Give it up. Let it go, Elsa. Let it go.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Well.
So yeah, it would be nice to come home and be like, you know what, tonight I want this.
Oh, Master Chris, we cooked for you your favorite.
See, they wouldn't call me Master.
No?
Wouldn't be Sir. Wouldn't be what'd Mr. Hainer.
What would they call you?
Chris.
Hey, Stubby.
No.
It'd be dinner's Chris. On the table. Put on the feed bag. No?
No.
Oh, all right.
No, it'd be very impersonal.
No, you gotta teach the help where the place is. I'm sorry, you really do. You gotta make sure the help knows their place.
Oh, that's so sad, John. No.
Why?
Because they're not beneath you, they're working for you.
And they live downstairs, which is beneath me.
Oh.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what they do in terms of, you know, it's a lower class of people, but they are the servants. They are there to serve.
But okay. I'm just saying, not like a Downton Abbey type thing. I'm talking about like a today type thing.
Like Courtship of Eddie's father?
Well, no, like,
oh,
like,
hi, Mr. Lisa father.
Would you want somebody living in your house that works for you?
When my house is big enough, yes. I want them on the speakerphone, so I go, damn it, it's 3 a.m. and I want peanut butter and crackers. Get your ass up here. Get your ass up here.
Oh, so you'd be one of those kinds of...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
People.
I'd be very generous. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not going to give you, you know, $3 an hour and room and board. I'll take care of you, but...
$6 an hour and room and board?
Yeah, but, you know, I need my ass kissed once in a while, so...
Oh, they'd be those kind of servants?
Yes.
Little something-something on the side?
A little something-something on the side, yes. Yes, yes, that's it.
What was it? Oh, God, what was that movie? The one with Eddie Murphy. Coming to America?
Uh-huh.
Where the woman comes up and says the royal penis is clean?
Yes.
You'd have, like you'd have somebody to bathe you?
No.
No?
No. There are things I could not handle, like somebody bathing me, shaving me, dressing me. But I want somebody to do my laundry and my ironing and have everything hung up for me and...
Give you a reach around.
And when I go downstairs for breakfast in the morning on the terrace overlooking the farm or whatever. The winery. It'll be a wine estate. That's it. You know, my meds will be neatly lined up next to my orange juice. My dog will be fed and sitting there just waiting to be petted.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But you wouldn't actually take care of the dog. Somebody else would take care of the dog.
Oh, hell yeah. I ain't picking up nobody's shit. Like, oh, it's dirty. Come take it. That's the same thing with babies.
Okay.
You know, oh, it's yeah, it stinks. Take it away. Bring it back when it's clean. Only way to do it. Only way to do it. Yep.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I guess we know where you stand on this stuff.
We do. Keep them in their place. Keep them from uprising. Would yours be more of a what's her name? Daphne on Frasier kind of situation?
I didn't really watch Frasier, so you're going to have to be...
You never watched Frasier?
No, well, she's he the annoyed live-in. The fuck out of me.
She's the father's... physical therapist, and she lives in the apartment with them, but you know, they don't, she doesn't, well, actually she does refer to him as Mr. Crane, so never mind.
So it'd be like Alice from the Brady Bunch, but they wouldn't call me Mr. Hainer. It would just call me Chris.
Kind of Chris.
And I wouldn't make him wear like a weird uniform or nothing.
Oh, I would. I would. I would find the most hideous uniform you can imagine.
You mean you wouldn't want your butler to be dressed like Alfred from Batman?
Oh, no. I would find some kind of hot pink tuxedo with tails and a ruffle shirt and...
Why you got to be so mean to the help, man?
Maybe a Bozo the Clown wig.
Okay, here's the difference, though. Uh-huh. They're going to be spitting in your food.
Not if, I you pay make them well. Do that. No, I will pay them well, but they're going to earn it.
They still have to go out in public like that.
Uh-huh.
See, if I pay them well and I let them, you know, dress the way they want or whatever, they're not going to be like wiping their ass with their hand and then putting it in my hamburger.
Well, I'll have cameras everywhere. It'll be like Sliver. It'll be like Sliver. I'll have every room on camera and I'm looking through them going, "Oh, he just took a piss, didn't wash his hands. He's fired."
Damn, man.
Yep.
You're harsh.
I am harsh. I deserve it.
John the Taskmaster. You deserve it. You do.
Yep.
You work hard. You deserve it. And I guess if you're ever rich enough to have servants, you can do what you want with them, I guess.
God help them.
It'd be like, which one are you with? Oh, I'm with that one. Oh.
Yeah, all the servants sitting around in the park.
Yes.
Talking about who they work for.
Yep.
Only difference is mine will be like driving away in a BMW as opposed to the Kia.
Okay. Hey, as long as you're going to take care of them, you're going to treat them well.
I will treat them well.
Okay. That's all the servants ask for, John.
Yes.
I still think they're going to spit in your food, though.
They don't have to kill them. That's all there is to it.
That's not a real good compromise.
And then I'd stake them in the front yard as a warning to others.
So what? Like then somebody else comes up. You think they're gonna want to work for you if they see like staked dead bodies out in the front yard?
They'll know I mean business.
It's how are you gonna keep employees that way?
If you use a really pointy stick, they'll stand straight up.
No, but what about the ones you don't kill?
Oh, I don't think there'll be many of those.
Like, but don't you think the other ones will just run away?
I'm not a slave master.
But you're killing them.
They spit in my food. Screw them.
And then the others go, well, fuck this. I'm out of here.
If they so choose.
Okay. I just don't see how you're going to get replacements for the ones you kill.
I will pay very well.
The risk is worth the reward? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And the ends justifies the means.
So you don't get poopy food. Okay.
That's right.
If you say so.
That's right.
All right, let me ask you this question.
All right.
Totally different topic.
Uh-huh.
When you think of Star Wars characters.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever considered that Luke Skywalker might be gay?
I just saw that online. I think Mark Hamill has lost it.
So Mark Hamill has said that Luke Skywalker's sexuality is meant to be interpreted by the viewers. To which he added, if you think Luke is gay, of course he is. Judge Luke by his character, not by who he loves. So, we've seen him get turned on by kissing his sister.
Did we see him get turned on? Really?
He was pretty happy with himself at the end of that. But, I mean, I know that JJ has said that there may be gay characters upcoming in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a hint at it. Maybe they would make Luke gay. I don't know.
You know, maybe in her old age, Leia's going the other way.
Well, she does look like an old lesbian.
Well.
You think Carrie Fisher ever tasted the taco?
Ew.
Some drunken night? Some night she was hopped up on coke?
Yeah. Probably not.
I mean, I don't understand why any of this is relevant. I don't understand why people have to know if any of the characters are gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It's science fiction. It's a movie. It doesn't have to follow real life.
True.
I don't know. It's very weird. It's like the timing of this and like...
Well, and the other thing is, like, he never came out and said, you know what, we're going to have black characters in Star Wars.
Well, right, exactly.
We're going to have female characters in Star Wars.
Although JJ did just revamp Bad Robot so to be more diverse. I don't know if you saw that story.
I did not. I don't care.
All right, fine. Just saying. So maybe he's just trying to get that, you know, he's trying to get Star Wars to be more diverse and more, you know, accepting.
He's expanding the diversity quotient of the universe.
See, I don't know if there's ever been any kind of protest by the gay community that there are no gay characters in Star Wars.
It's like saying there are no gay characters in Ghostbusters. Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. And that's why I don't understand.
Do you not think that some of those
this.
Uptight officers on the bridge of the Death Star aren't like hooking up in the, you know, the Death Star locker room somewhere?
For a quickie. As Starkiller Base is blowing up, you don't think one guy was blowing another guy somewhere?
Could have happened.
You never know.
You don't.
Speaking of the Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the trailer?
I did.
What do you think of it?
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you really?
I am. It looks fun.
Okay.
Slimer's back.
I didn't like it at all.
You didn't like it at all? Why?
No.
What are you, an American?
It's not that I'm un-American. It's just that I really don't feel like we need this. And I don't... The black chick is nothing but a caricature of black women, like, of black people. Melissa McCarthy is playing the exact same fucking character that she plays everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that this is fucking needed. I really don't. And I don't... One of the things that pisses me off the most is that in the first set of movies... Well, in the first movie especially, there was no antagonist. Like, Gozer at the end is why things are happening, but it's not, like, the main gist of the plot. Like, you can watch it without realizing that Gozer is the person controlling everything. But, like, in this trailer, they're all like, oh, somebody is building a machine to control them. And it's like, well, why do we need that part? You know, if you're going to do this, just make it like the first one where shit just starts happening. Why? It's building to something. Well, we got to stop that something. I don't know. I think the ghosts look kind of cool.
They do.
I'll give them that. But I don't know. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it's going to be anything other than an enjoyable movie. I don't think it needs to be, you know, a huge debate on why we're doing this again.
Why we're debating it right now.
I know. Don't see why there's any need for that.
Whatever, because I can give my opinion. This is America, damn it. I mean, so like nothing in that trailer just was like, oh God, that's terrible to you?
No.
No, Melissa McCarthy's bad acting?
Well, but that's who she is. I mean, I'm more interested in Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones. I think Leslie Jones is going to be hilarious.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's it. It's just a movie to enjoy.
No, we don't need it.
We don't need it.
We don't.
So what are you going to do? boycott it?
I just won't go see it.
Oh.
I mean, I don't even think it's like a Redbox movie for me.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's harsh.
Well, it's just kind of the way I feel.
Hmm.
I mean, if it comes out and everybody's like, oh, it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Then I might like maybe check it out on Redbox, but I'm not going to the theater to see it.
No?
No.
Not for the effects?
No.
Oh.
No, not when I have like 1080p at home. I mean, the reason I go to the movies now is for like the social aspect of it, of like watching Deadpool in the theater with a crowd was fun.
Uh huh.
Watching Star Wars.
This won't be fun?
Not as fun.
Why do you say that?
Because I feel like a lot of the comedy in the trailer was forced, and I just feel like it's going to be that way the whole time. You know, like you're going to see all the best jokes in whatever trailers come out between now and when the movie's released. You know, there won't be anything new or funny. That's just my opinion. I mean, it might be fucking hysterical, but
it might.
But I don't know. That surprises me that you liked it.
Why?
I don't know. It just does.
Oh, sorry.
Because sometimes you're cranky.
I'm always cranky.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe Ghostbusters, the original, just means more to me than it does to you.
Whatever. I wonder if Huey Lewis still gets royalties from that song.
Maybe. Maybe. So, speaking of Ghostbusters, my kid, like, now that schools are kind of updated with technology, they tend to watch YouTube videos for certain things.
Okay.
As part of like the learning, they'll go and like take educational videos or whatever and show them on YouTube. And during, I guess, recess or something one day when it was raining, they were playing like old music videos.
Okay.
And one of them was the original Ghostbusters theme song.
Yep.
Music video. The Ray Parker Stevens.
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. Whatever his name is. The Ray Parker Jr. Music video.
Yeah.
And my kid wanted to watch it at home, so we watched it. And it is a who's who of 1984 stars.
Uh-huh.
That just pop up to sing Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Like, it's amazing who's
in it. Ghostbusters!
Like, Catherine Bach is in it.
Uh-huh.
At one point. John Candy. Danny DeVito. Chevy Chase is in it. Like you just look at it and you're like, holy shit. Like, you would never see that today. You'd never get that many people involved in a music video for a movie that they weren't in.
You know, it's a different time.
It was.
You know?
It's a very interesting, like, time capsule of that period.
I mean, it had Danny DeVito, George Wendt.
Yep.
Jeffrey Tambor?
Yep.
I mean, whatever happened to him?
He's cross-dressing on Hulu now. No, yes, not Hulu. On Amazon.
Yes.
You know, you get all four of the main stars to show up and dance behind Ray Parker Jr. at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an amazing, like, music video for the time. We got all that weird stuff with all the neon, like the neon haunted house that the girl with the big boobs is running through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got everything that like 80s music videos was meant to have.
Right.
It just is missing like a horse walking down like an abandoned hallway with like wind blowing drapes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that old 80s thing. It's like, what was that? If you ever go back and watch Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay.
That music video is everything that the 80s was meant to have. Like, people just dancing for no reason. Like, people dressed up in weird fucking outfits, wind blowing through the hallways. It's fucking amazing. There's actually a version of that song that's like the literal Total Eclipse of the Heart, where they talk about what's happening in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of the actual lyrics. That's really fucking funny. You should look that up. It's pretty good.
Hmm. All right.
Just saying. Maybe when I'm there, we'll watch it and we'll do like a live critique.
No.
No?
That should be our con video.
Total Eclipse of the Heart?
No. Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Okay.
All I need you to say is Ghostbusters. There you go. That'd be easy.
Is this really the convention, though?
I don't know.
That we want to be doing this at? I'm assuming there's not going to be that many cosplayers.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I don't really see Fanboy Expo being that con or cosplay heavy. Excuse me.
I think there'll be some.
Yeah, you think so?
I don't know. Only one way to find out.
So there's breaking news. An Atlanta rapper was just shot dead outside of a studio.
What? That never happens.
Trentavious. Oh, you motherfucker. Trentavious White, known as Bankroll Fresh, was killed after a shooting at a music studio Friday evening. The Atlanta police was killed after a shooting. I don't know what that means.
Like, the shooting happened and then he like,
oh,
got
I
killed?
Guess then he later, he was shot and then he later died, maybe?
Mm.
2 Chainz is very upset though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh.
What about 3 Chainz?
Juicy J says, RIP Bankroll Fresh, this is so sad.
they so clever.
Anyway,
so
I'm sorry.
Clever. If we could only get them to speak English.
Stop.
What?
So, you think that we're looking at cosplayers here?
I don't know. This? Might be. Never can tell.
I don't know.
It's possible. We should be prepared.
I would like to know what the dealer room is going to be like, personally.
They're going to be like these booths and tables set up.
Yes, I know. But
there'll be stuff.
But is it going to be like MegaCon where everybody has the same shit? Or is it going to be like, you know, at least there's different types of things throughout the room?
There'll be different types of shit.
I hope so. Well, the big one, I don't know, like MegaCon is shaping up to be, like, as far as like autographs go,
mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be pretty pricey this year.
It looks like it's going to be very pricey this year. I wonder if they're going to price themselves out.
I don't know. They just introduced Michelle Gomez is coming.
Who?
Which I think is kind of interesting. Michelle Gomez, she was the master on Doctor Who? Yeah, Missy.
Ah, crap.
She's coming.
I like her.
So you could get her for either Doctor Who or Gotham.
That's right. Christopher Lloyd's coming.
Christopher Lloyd's coming. William Shatner, George Takei, Nichelle Nichols. I mean, they're all just really pricey people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Doctor Who fan, then you got Billy Piper, Freema Ageman, Jenna Coleman's going to be there. Curtis Armstrong's coming, man.
Who?
Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah.
I thought you said Chris Armstrong. It's like, who the hell's that?
No. So right now we have Michelle Gomez, Christopher Lloyd, William Shatner, George Takei, and Nichelle Nichols. Haley Atwell.
Agent Carter.
Yep. Stan Lee, Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, John Cusack.
That's a weird one.
Yes. Billy Piper, Freema Eggman, Adam West, Burt Ward, Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, Curtis.
She was in Kill Bill. She was in Independence Day.
She was one of Mr. Freeze's gang in the Arnold Schwarzenegger Batman.
Right. Curtis Armstrong, William Sadler, James Remar, and Jenna Coleman.
James Remar's coming.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to be there last year, and then he,
was he?
Backed out, yeah. Because I was going to dig out my Phantom poster.
Oh.
Which I might have to do this year.
Now, wait a minute. Which one's James Remar? Is he Gordon on Gotham, or he's...
No.
He's the Arrow guy.
Neither.
Hawkeye. Isn't he?
No. No.
Who's James Remar?
That's Jeremy Renner.
Oh, Renner, Remar, whatever.
Jeremy... He was in 48 Hours. He was in Cotton Club. He was in Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Vampire Diaries, Miracle on 34th Street. He was in The Phantom. Stuff like that.
Oh. Whatever.
I'd love to get Jenna Coleman's autograph, but I think she's going to be like crazy. Oh, she's not coming. Never mind.
She just heard you were asking for her, and she backed out.
Motherfucker. All right, well, I'd really like Haley Atwell's too, but... Mm. They don't have any of the prices yet, so...
No, they just have the prices that were on before.
I'm sure it's going to be fucking outlandish.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, what do you think John Cusack's going to charge for an autograph?
Well, if Tom Wopat is $40, I don't know if he's going to be in the same price range as, say, like Ian McDiarmid, who's like anywhere from $80 to $120.
Okay.
But I think he'd probably be pretty premium.
Like, it'd be cool to get like William Sadler to sign like my Shawshank Redemption DVD.
Hmm.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like, it's going to be fucking ridiculous.
Pretty sure it will be.
What I should get him to sign is my Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey DVD. Because he was Death in it.
Oh, true. Yep, I remember that.
He was Colonel Stewart in Die Hard 2. He could sign my Iron Man 3 DVD. I don't know.
Interesting lineup. I wonder how much Shatner would be. That's probably going to be close to $100.
Yeah, he'd have to be, right?
I would think so.
I wonder if that, how much does Shatner, charge for an autograph? Because I'm sure, like, rates are similar everywhere.
Oh, definitely. There are a lot of the same promoters, so.
Oh, come on, man.
You can get an autograph online for as low as $50.
Oh. I mean, I want to say he was at Mad Monster Party a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but you were at MegaCon, right?
Right, but okay. But the guy that I went with that went to Mad Monster Party that I knew, he got Shatner's autograph, and I want to say he didn't pay. Maybe he paid like $60 for it. I mean, I don't think it was that much. Do you want a Shatner autograph?
I don't know. On his own website, they go for $70 to $80.
Somebody here said that when he was in Dallas, it was $60 or $70.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then you had to buy the photo op separately.
Right. But they all do that. Always that, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I have...
Do you have everybody but him?
I've got Takei, Nichols, Chekhov. I don't have DeForest Kelly. I don't have Spock. I don't have Shatner.
Well, you're not getting two of those.
Yeah, well, why not? From beyond the grave? Come on.
Because he dead.
Yeah, well, is he really?
They dead, John. They dead.
According to the official William Shatner fan club,
yeah.
For $24, you get an autographed photo of William Shatner's Captain Cook, Captain Kirk.
Captain Cook?
Yes, Captain Cook. Yeah. A 4-issue subscription to the fan club newsletter, a Shatner and Friends International bookmark, exclusive access to the members-only Facebook page, and information on how you can join us at our annual members-only weekend get-together.
Nice.
Interesting.
Is he at the get-together?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. Hello, come in.
Okay, you can hear that?
No, not at all. Daddy. Daddy.
Yeah, well, that's who's knocking.
Yeah, I know. I figured that out. I put 2 and 4 together and got 3. You know, for $24, that might be worth just joining the fan club and getting it through there.
But do you think it's an official autograph, or do you think it's one of those pictures that is printed with the autograph already on it?
Well, it doesn't say you get a pre-printed. I think it's
what... You would have to say that?
Yeah, I think it would have to say that. Because I'd be pissed if I was getting an autographed photo and it was a preprint. Oh, on eBay, there's one right now for $9.95.
Oh, there you go. You don't even have to go.
Yeah, there you go. Save the money.
There you go.
Yep.
We can just stand outside and at the Stars entrance, and we can just like tackle him.
Yeah, right.
He can't run that fast.
We'll stand there with Joey Fatone.
Sure. I don't know. It looks like a pricey year. It really does.
Yeah, I would agree. I
can't picture any of those people charging less than $40 for an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like last year when they had like the voice talent people and they were only charging like $20.
Right.
I don't know. I'd like to go to Mad Monster too, but I don't think that's going to happen. There's a couple of people there that I think would be interesting.
Yeah.
Like Mad Monster this year has the voices of young Elsa and young Anna from Frozen.
Oh. Pulling out all stops, huh?
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, I'd like to meet Manu Bennett, who was on... Oh, he canceled, too.
It was Slade.
Yeah. Like, Bill Moseley is, like, a horror icon. I think that he'd be interesting to meet. George Romero is going to be there. Paul Sorvino is going to be there. That's the weird one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like why would the guy from Goodfellas be at a horror convention?
Hmm. William Catt from Greatest American Hero is going to be there.
Yes. Probably in costume.
Yeah.
Oh, and Nichelle Nichols is going to be there too.
Yeah, she probably needs money again. And Malcolm McDowell.
Wasn't she going up in like a spaceship or something? Wasn't there a story about her recently?
I don't know.
Wrestling superstar China is going to be there too. Although she's going to be at the one we're going to next weekend. Nichelle Nichols. Space News. I could have sworn that there was something.
That she was going up on that. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She flew with five educators back in September as part of NASA's Airborne Astronomy Ambassadors program. I guess it was one of those high altitude things.
Yep.
It was a 10-hour flight, and they have like a big telescope that comes out of like the back of the plane or something. So she kind of went to space. She went to the edge of space.
Edge of space. She didn't go all the way, just went to the edge.
Well, you know, she's 82. Come on.
Yeah.
Surprised she's upright. And the cheap ass one that I went to last year in Myrtle Beach is absolutely nobody good this year.
No.
They have three people from Face Off.
Yeah.
And that's like it. And a couple of zombies from The Walking Dead.
Oh.
So I don't know if I'm going to go to that one. I mean, you're a fan of Face Off. Is it worth going to see RJ Hattie or Roy Woolley or Nicole Chilali?
I couldn't tell you who any of those are. So I would say no, it's not.
Okay. But the Carolina Ghostbusters are going to be there.
Great.
They're everywhere in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Any little stupid thing that pops up, they're there.
They're there.
Yep. All right, well, do you have anything else for this week?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
All right, well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to the Facebook page, go to the YouTube page and watch our short if you haven't yet. Push us over that 1,000 mark. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
And if you're interested in being my footman, please drop us a line on Facebook.